Chapter 1
We must sell Lara, husband. There is simply no other choice if you were to have your chance,
Susanna, wife of John Swiftsword, said quietly. She was uncomfortable with this matter, but sometimes her husband would not face simple facts, and the simple fact was that John had a beautiful daughter for whom he could no longer provide. But that same daughter could provide for them all, given the opportunity.
I cannot,
her husband replied, but his voice was filled with the desperation that came from knowing she was right. Lara was all he had left of his brief union with the fairy woman Ilona. The fairy had loved him for a brief time, given him their daughter, whom she had named Lara, Shining One in her tongue, and then disappeared from his life as easily as she had entered into it that midsummer's night so long ago. He had not married until 2 years ago, and while he loved his Susanna, the memory of Ilona would remain with him forever.
Listen to me, husband.
Susanna's voice penetrated his thoughts.
Have you considered what is to become of Lara? We are poor people. There is no dowry for her. How can there be, given your situation? Many fear her fairy beauty and her fairy blood. Who will wed a dowerless girl like that? And if she is not married, what will happen to her? All your life you have wanted but one thing: to become a member of the Order of Crusader Knights. You have served as a mercenary soldier since you were 15, and your reputation as a great swordsman is known throughout the land. But you know as well as I do that your poverty prevents you from attaining your greatest desire.
The tournament for entry into the ranks of the Order of Crusader Knights is to be held in just a few months, husband. It will not be held again for another 3 years.
Could he not see or understand? Why did she have to be the one to point out these things?
She very much liked her stepdaughter, but John needed to advance, and she wanted a better life for their son. There was but one way to achieve their goals.
But to sell my daughter into slavery?
John Swiftsword protested weakly. Susanna sighed.
I know, husband, how much you love this child, but she is all we have that is of any value. She is so beautiful that it almost hurts the eyes to look upon her. I have grown to love her too. Still, think of what little we have, and consider the son I gave you but 6 months ago. What will happen to Mikhail? The hovel we live in is yours only by virtue of your service to the Guild of Mercenaries. Your sword gives us food and small necessities, but nothing else. What clothing we possess is ours, but when your sword is no longer useful, where will we go? How many of your kind have deliberately allowed themselves to be killed in battle, rather than face a homeless old age? And how many of their women roam as beggars without sons to provide for them?
But if Lara is sold into slavery, what will happen to her?
John Swiftsword asked his wife. His grey eyes were troubled, and he ran a nervous hand through his brown hair.
She will most likely be bought and trained to be a pleasure woman for one of the great pleasure houses here in the city,
Susanna said.
It will be a good life for her, and in all likelihood, some magnate will eventually purchase her from the pleasure house to be his own personal pleasure woman. She will enjoy a life of luxury, husband, which is a far better future than we can offer her.
Susanna put a comforting hand on her husband's sinewy arm. He was a good man, but like many men, he needed to be led in the right direction. Such was a wife's duty. How can you?